Nurgle. Nurgle is the lord of the underworld. He espouses Tereshkigal, who is the goddess of the underworld. She has her throne down there. Nurgle and Tereshkigal had children down there. Nurgle was conceived in the underworld when Enlil was sentenced to the underworld for raping Ninlil. And he impregnated Ninlil, who gave birth to a couple sons. Nurgle was one of those. He was the second born son to Ninlil. And Enlil ends up being granted a pardon and by marrying the girl he raped, Ninlil. He is then released from the underworld. But he was sentenced by the gods for that act. They didn't much like that. They were very angry with Enlil, and they sentenced him there. The underworld has been there a long time. Nurgle is the Great Watcher. He has other names such as Era or Gera. And you'll find him as Meslantea, Ea, or in the case of Egyptian god of the underworld, Tar, or Anubis. Hades would be the Greek name of the underworld, and Nurgle. Pluto is the Roman name. Pluto, by the way, is a planet that we didn't discover until the 1930s. But here it is in the time of Rome. Obviously, the gods upon the earth knew all about Pluto, and they brought knowledge to Rome about that planet, and we didn't rediscover it until the 1930s. It wasn't seen by the Romans. They didn't have the equipment to find Pluto. We found it in the 30s. Nurgle is Enlil and Enlil's son, and in some texts, he's Inanna's son. There are discrepancies as time goes by. He was born on Earth, conceived in the underworld, as Enlil's son. As I said, he espoused Tereshkigal, who's the daughter to Nanna and Ningal in most texts. Tereshkigal is the daughter to Anu and Urash in one or two texts. Discrepancies. Lord of the lower world, underworld, netherworld, overseer of the ancient aliens, African mines that they were. He was in the mines. He was also the chief engineer of the South Pole. So when we discover anything that may be ancient, that's probably related to Nurgle and his time there. Let's see, Nurgle had ziggurats in different cities. Temple of the Underworld is one of them, you know. And house, which is the bond of the land, that's another one in Kutha. Nurgle had sons, Namtar, with Tereshkigal, and he was a god of the underworld, and Ninazu, with Tereshkigal, and in some texts, Ninazu is a son to Enlil and Ninlil. But you'll find he's Nurgle's son, and some, and again, discrepancies as time went by. There isn't a whole lot more I can tell you about Nurgle, other than when you go to his page, you'll see artifacts of him, and artifacts of him with other gods as well. It's worth looking at these slideshows. You'll see Nurgle and some of these artifacts holding a double lion-headed alien weapon. And that's a symbol of Nurgle. And in many cases, Nurgle has his foot upon an Earthling, which, you know, a disloyal Earthling as they battle one city-state against another, cousin against cousin. But you'll see his, in one hand, he's got, the sickle or the weapon. In another hand, he's got his double-headed weapon, lion-headed weapon. Alien technology is what it is. So Nurgle artifacts go by, Nurgle with other gods, Nurgle with certain kings. Nurgle was an important god. And there was a few events that Nurgle took part in. One in particular was the, let me scroll down here, the text, Era in Isham. I strongly recommend that you read that text. What it is when Ninurta and Nergal and others of the Enlil family were given 7 nuclear weapons by Enlil, which were hidden, brought to Earth by Alalu when he blasted his way through the asteroid belt and landed on Earth. He had 8 nuclear weapons armed in his flying saucer. He used one on the asteroid belt, and there were 7 left. Ninlil buried those and hid them until much later he gave them to his son Ninurta and Nurgle to use against cousin Marduk. And in doing so, there was much damage done to Earth. You can look at the Sinai and the southern part of the Sinai, and you'll see scorched Earth. There are pictures of that on the slideshows. But there was one that landed in Pakistan and in other places. The Bible talks about Sodom and Gomorrah. The Bible also mentions the evil winds. All this is from the nuclear weapons. And those evil winds, they blew through Sumer, in which case they had to abandon Sumer and find new cities. New places to live. They had been in Sumer for so long, it was just very difficult for them to leave. In the case of Nanner in Ur, he just kept pleading with his father Enlil, stop these evil winds, stop it, they're going to destroy my beautiful city of Ur. I just can't... My wife and I just can't leave this city. We have too much invested here. It's too beautiful. It's lasted for so long. I can't abandon it. And his father tells him, I gave you Ur, but I didn't say forever. And it was just the evil winds from the nuclear blasts. They didn't anticipate this, destroying the ability to inhabit Sumer, so they had to evacuate. In the case of Nanner and his wife, they stayed till the last moment, and it ended up making him sick, to where Nanner basically had to retire and disappear from vision. He's just not seen after that. And of course, he's still remembered. And his son, Utu, I believe, takes over Nanner's symbol of the moon crescent. And you'll see that moon crescent very prominent throughout Islam. And that's where you'll find Utu, of course, and Nanner from Ur. Abraham, by the way, in Ur, is the father of the three major religions on earth. His first son, Ishmael, with his Sarah, his wife's slave girl, was born as the oldest son. But later, his wife, at age 100, becomes pregnant, and they have Isaac, or Itzhak. And Itzhak, born of the double seed, Abraham and his sister wife, becomes heir, even though Ishmael is the oldest son, but he's not born of the double seed. He's born of Abraham and the slave girl. So Sarah demands that Ishmael and his mother be removed from from Ur. And that, therefore, Ishmael is cast aside, and under him becomes the Arabs. And under Isaac, you would see the Hebrew, later to be also the Christians. Therefore, Abraham is the father of the three main religions. One under Ishmael, two under Itzhak, or Isaac. There are a few texts dedicated to Nergal, and there's one or two that's important to read. That nuclear error initium, that's definitely a must read. Advice to a Prince, I suggest you read that as well. You can tell by the three stars. The single star is a must read, but the double is more important, and the triple is most important. Then there's a different text to Nergal from different kings. Kings meaning mixed breeds, sons of a god or a goddess. For instance, the first text, and I dad to Nergal for Shulgi. Shulgi is Nensun's, the goddess Nensun's son, and the goddess Nensun married a mixed breed king, Logalbanda. They had this son, Shulgi, well, it's a grandson, not a son. And Shulgi becomes king of Ur. So it's one mixed breed after another. The first kings on earth, as the Genesis 6 would say, the heroes of old, men of renown, the children of the gods who came down and had sex with the daughters of man. It's right there on the third page of the Bible. On Genesis 6. That's basically what this website is about. The gods who came down to earth, established it as Earth Colony, did a lot of work establishing the colony on the upside in the Garden of Eden, the land between the rivers in southern Iraq. The rivers Euphrates and Tigris is what you can see today. And there are two ancient rivers, one on each side, So it's the four rivers that the Bible talks about, where the Garden of Eden was, where Adapa or Adam was developed by them, just simply modified from caveman to modern man as a worker breed. They established this worker breed because they got tired of doing the work, both in the Garden of Eden, setting up the farming and the clothes and everything needed for a civilization. And then, of course, there was the work being done in South Africa where the gold mines were. And that was the worst of the work responsibilities given to Inkies in his side of the family. Enlil was dominant Earth colony commander, and he took the Garden of Eden as is his area, setting up the civilization there for the gods. The purpose of this, of course, was to bring gold from South Africa up to the Eden, where the gold would be smelted down to a pure state and then shipped by the Ijiji, who are the space truckers. They would ship that to Mars, and they would store it there in Mars in the warehouses and until their planet came by. And their planet would be once every 3,600 years, approximately. And it enters through our solar system where the asteroid belt is. And that's close to Mars, and it was easy to dump the gold from Mars to Nibiru, their planet, as it comes by every 3,600 years. Until then, they would accumulate it and store it there on Mars. And the space truckers took care of all of that. So anyway, you can see different homage from different kings to Nurgle. There's a Nurgle's symbol, and you can see on certain artifacts his high-tech weapon symbols, with the double-headed lion. And you can see him in many cases with his foot upon an earthling. But this symbol is prominent on many artifacts. And that's pretty much it for Nurgle. I don't have a whole lot that I can tell you about him other than he's the Lord of the Underworld. And he espoused the Ereshkigal, who is, a powerful goddess. Every one of these alien descendants of the King Anu have their domain of power. Their little circle area given to them, and Nurgle's is the underworld. There are texts. The underworld seems to be a real place underneath the surface of Earth. Now this could be the opening, I don't know, but if you look at the North Pole, there's a huge hole at the top of the North Pole that goes to an underworld where there are pyramids and so forth. And this hole was discovered by Admiral Byrd, and it was also witnessed by a TV star, Arthur Godfrey, through the 40s, I guess he was, in radio and TV. And Arthur Godfrey flew over it and flew into it. He was amazed. Admiral Byrd the same way. Of course, he was exploring the North Pole and the South Pole. A very famous explorer. And that is a very secret thing that they don't tell people about, this hole at the top of planet. And it could go straight to the underworld. I would imagine it is, in my opinion, that is where you enter the underworld. But through Greek and Roman, they have other places that you may enter the underworld. Anyway, that is all ruled and controlled by Ereshkigal and her spouse, Nergal.